Is rice water good for your skin and hair? These clips are from TikTokers who have discussed their experiences with using rice water. Listen up. Welcome to Style Jazzy Beauty Hacks Podcast.
Let's do a step-by-step on how to use rice water on your face. Check out the link in caption on how to make rice water. Rice water is a starch, so it's not going to moisturize your skin.
Just use it as a rinse, don't leave it on too long, and use it only every few weeks.
I'm gonna show you how to actually make rice water for hair growth. Another important aspect is to ferment it.
Watch this video before you decide to use rice water for hair growth. Rice water contains a lot of protein.
I'm a hot mess, but I came to tell you how to do the rice water face mask.
Rice water is all the rage these days when I look at TikTok and I hear a lot about it.
Rice water is filled with lots of vitamins and minerals, including vitamins B and E, as well as protein. Some research studies have shown its benefits for the skin and hair. This starchy water is now gaining popularity around the world, with it being rich in antioxidants and gentle on the skin. Rice water was a secret beauty treatment in ancient Asian countries. Women in Japan applied rice water to their hair. According to tradition, this is an age-old beauty secret. The natural water mixture helps to condition and strengthen the hair. And women in China and other Asian countries also kept the rice water to bathe in and to apply on their skin as a cleanser. In fact, Yao women in China reached the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's longest hair village. According to researchers from the International Journal of Cosmetic Science who studied the history of Japanese hair care practices, rice water may help to increase hair elasticity and to strengthen the hair as a whole. So you would boil the rice as normal, just like you're putting together a meal that includes rice. You would drain the rice and save the liquid, starchy, frothy type of mixture instead of discarding it. Put it into a closed container and place it in the refrigerator. After about a week, you can repeat the process again to get the same benefits. Fermenting the rice is another option. It is believed, according to tradition, that the fermentation process provides better results for the hair and skin because the water mixture is more potent after you ferment it. It's easy to do, so rather than immediately placing the rice water in the refrigerator, just leave it out at room temperature for a couple of days. You may start to notice a sour smell, which is normal during this process, and then you would place it in the refrigerator. To recap, a lot of people are beginning to recognize the benefits of rice water for the skin and hair. It may be helpful with repairing the natural barrier of the skin and soothing skin irritation, according to researchers and those who have tried it. There's also a belief that rice water helps mattify oily skin,
shrink pores, and reduce fine lines. And this would be the opinions of those some people who've tried using rice water as a cleanser. I've also used rice water as a cleanser. I have mixed my regular face cleanser with rice water as well. And as for the hair, some people have recorded their results of using rice water as a rinse out conditioner or mixing the rice water with their own conditioner and rinsing it out. Don't forget to check out the show notes for additional information. Also, if you like this episode, please consider providing a rating.